Steve, going back to those early days when,
before you got the job, how did you get the job at the Goldstone at the time?
Well, obviously I was out of work, having left Charlton in 95, so I was out of work for quite a while. And the opportunity came to apply for the job. Fortunately, a friend of mine had a contact with David Bellotti and put my name forward to be interviewed. I originally saw David at Gatwick, and then went up for an interview again, another interview with the chairman and crew.
And your first game, obviously the fans weren't impressed. You were Bellotti's puppet, you were Archer's puppet, you were everybody's puppet. And that was a lot of whistleblowing, if I remember that day, and I think I was responsible for some of it. What was your reaction to that?
I'm probably the only manager who's ever been resoundly booed when he's at his first game. It was surreal, really. It was the whistle protest with the referee in before the game, trying to tell the players, well, this is my whistle, this is the protest whistle. And then we had the guy at half time who chained himself to the goal in protest, and I thought, I just didn't know what I'd come into in the end. It was strange, but we won the game, and that was a great start for us.
It was a 3-0 win and a great start, and a quick goal, if I remember rightly, which helped get the fans on side, and home games kept being won. Yeah. The away form wasn't great though, was it?
No, and it was a strange one. The 12 games I had here in that first season, we won 10 and drew 2 at the Goldstone. But we just couldn't get that win away. But thankfully, towards the end of the season, we got 2 draws, one at Cambridge and the one that mattered at Hereford.
What did you see in Robbie Ryanell that said, I need to sign this player and bring him into my squad?
Well, while I was out, I'd watched a few games and I'd seen a few players, and his name just stuck in my mind. So when he became available, I thought I'd try and get him in. The budget was very tight, obviously. Robbie wasn't very expensive. So he was a good one for me to get in. I'd seen him play for Gillingham a few times, and he'd done well there. So I'm glad I did now.
I think all Albion fans will join you in saying that. Now, moving on, what are you doing with yourself now?
I joined Bournemouth last year as chief scout. Unfortunately, I was out of work again last year, but I was doing some scouting for Southampton. And the opportunity came to apply for the job at Bournemouth. I went down and saw the manager at the time, Lee Bradbury, who unfortunately left a couple of weeks ago, and got the job. So I've been driving around the country for the rest of the season.
And your first sort of official visit to the Amex, so what do you make of the stadium?
Fantastic. It looks great here. I can't believe it in some ways, and I'm sure a lot of the fans, a lot of the people that work here must pinch themselves every day they come here. Every time they come here to watch a game, having been through seeing what the Goldstone was like and what happened there, and then Gillingham, and then the Withdean over all those years, to see this now, it's absolutely fantastic for the club.
Have you managed to watch a bit of the Albion on television?
Only on TV, yeah. I saw them against Liverpool here in the Cup, and they did quite well that night, but obviously Liverpool played really well as well, so that was always going to be difficult for them.